The T-Rex is tearing something apart. Usually the, at least when I was a kid, the brontosaurus, as we mentioned, was standing in a swamp with leaves sort of hanging out of its mouth.
Right. Like if it's like a meat-eating dinosaur, it's probably eating another dinosaur or attacking another dinosaur. If it's a plant-eating dinosaur, it's probably being attacked or like running right. away in some kind of way.
Or eating a plant. I mean, it sort of yeah. seems to be like whatever you ate as a dinosaur is what you should be depicted doing right. at any moment of right. it's being depicted in form of art.
Which, like, you know, I mean, in some ways, it's not just the dinosaur thing. Like, if you think about nature documentaries,
yeah.
we like to depict action.
Totally.
Like, when was the last time you saw a cheetah doing anything other than running down a gazelle and, like, biting its throat?
Right. right.
But, like, cheetahs do a lot of other things.
Sure.
They have a complex life.
A whole life.
And that's, like, a real point, though, with art for people like Darren and John who are in our piece is, like, they think the lives of a lot of animals, including dinosaurs, are a lot less action-packed than it feels like when you are just looking at the art.
They're not opening their mouths and roaring at the camera all the time. They're not just killing and fighting. They're doing things that living animals do. They're like, you know, moving around and sleeping and finding food and being boring a lot of the time.
And you mentioned this earlier, but like, I feel like of all the dinosaurs that we don't associate with that kind of like boring activity, like Tyrannosaurus Rex
totally.
Ranks like pretty high.
Yeah.
Like of
yeah.
all the ones we associate with like action and violence.
Yeah.
It's T-Rex.
Absolutely. It's always chomping at something. That's its role. Even the end of Jurassic Park, its role is to end the movie by chomping a dinosaur in half.
Right, right. And so when Darren and John were writing the book All Yesterdays, they obviously wanted to put a Tyrannosaurus in there. And John based his T-Rex painting on this one skeleton, this kind of famous skeleton that scientists have nicknamed Stan.
Stan is quite an aggressive looking Tyrannosaurus in a way. It's got quite a large, long, scary looking head. And so Stan is traditionally depicted doing very nasty things to other animals.
But John is also like pretty adamant, like that's not the whole truth of like who this creature was.
They're probably going to kill something once every 2 weeks. You know, they spent the vast majority of their life asleep, probably, with a great big full belly just sleeping on the ground. And so that's how I painted it.
So do you have that picture in the book?
Yeah, yeah. So here's the book.
Oh, he looks so peaceful.
Yeah, it's almost like a cute image.
It's very cute. Yeah, just like slightly curled up with its little tiny T-Rex arms up by its chin.
This is like one of John's like favorite pieces from All Yesterdays, and he calls it Sleepy Stan.
Well, in fact, I mean, this picture, it doesn't even show his teeth while it's sleeping.
Yeah.
Which I don't think I've ever seen a T-Rex picture without it burying its teeth.
Right.
Which is stunning to think about that I've never, but now, as I see it, I know it's true. I've never seen one without its teeth being